There are those with some understandable skepticism about political junkets to other countries in search of jobs. Former Governor Jennifer Granholm was forever jetting off on trade missions to Sweden or Germany, say, and then announcing with great fanfare that some company had agreed to create maybe a dozen new jobs in Michigan. This raised a number of questions, such as, well, those jobs have come here anyway. Incidentally, I'm not sure anyone ever followed up to see if the promised jobs actually happened. On top of that, you had to wonder if the governor's time and energy might better have been spent elsewhere, especially when you saw stories about a handful of new junket-created jobs next to other stories about hundreds of domestic jobs being eliminated through plant closings and downsizings. However, one place Granholm never went was China, probably the biggest generator of new jobs in the world, possibly because she didn't want to anger the unions here. Well, the newly re-elected Governor Snyder is flying back today from his fourth trade mission to China, this one primarily to Shanghai. These missions aren't cheap. The last one cost more than $250,000, but he thinks they're more than worth it. This morning, the governor told the Associated Press that this personal diplomacy helps open doors for Michigan businesses and sends a strong message that the state is serious about trade ties. He noted that one such company, Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation, announced it would locate a new facility in the Detroit suburb of Madison Heights, creating nearly 200 new jobs. I then asked a Democrat who's somewhat of a China expert about the governor's travels. Tom Watkins now heads the Detroit Wayne Mental Health Authority, but for years he's been a booster of stronger ties between Michigan and China. He told me, Governor Snyder has done more to build two-way cultural, educational, and economic bridges with China than all his predecessors combined. Watkins thinks Snyder is laying a foundation that future administrations will build upon and which will pay dividends in jobs and economic investment for years to come. Watkins, probably the state's biggest China booster, believes there's a natural symbiosis between our state and that huge country. Michigan has much of what the Chinese need and want: autos, agriculture, tourism, and education, plus a market in which 500 million people have recently risen into the middle class, he said. Building ties with China takes years and is dependent on growing relationships. Human presence on these trips is important, even if no immediate deal is signed every time. The governor understands Michigan is not an island, Watkins said. Hard to disagree, though I think a note of caution is in order. The Chinese are neither supermen nor infallible. A few years ago, Toledo aggressively cultivated the Chinese, who then bought a key section of riverfront property. Yet they never developed it, something that was a factor in the defeat of an incumbent mayor there last year. But indeed, China is the largest emerging market in the world, with more than 1 billion people hungry for cars and consumer goods. Maybe Rick Snyder should stay there all the time.